This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. More music is coming to downtown Denver this summer. CPR's arts reporter Monica Castillo tells you where to find it.
A new music festival is starting in July at Sculpture Park, right outside Denver Center for the Performing Arts. The stage will host bands both local and visiting, and the series will run through September. Tickets go on pre-sale on May 24th, and a general sale will start later in the week. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Rocky Mountain National Park was the fourth busiest park in the country last year. The park used a timed entry reservation system to prevent overcrowding, and the park will use the same system this year. That means that if Coloradans want to go camping or hiking there this summer, they will have to plan ahead, says Courtney Whiteman with the National Park Service.
The first and most important thing right now is to plan ahead. You should go to the park's website. There's a ton of great information about reservation systems, if they exist, and park-specific information.
Whiteman says she expects parks and public lands to be busier this year as COVID-19 restrictions lift. Colorado lawmakers worked at the state capitol on a rare weekend session. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Members of the House debated a tax reform proposal backed by Democrats. It would eliminate certain deductions and exemptions to generate about $400 million for the state. Lawmakers are hoping to finish the legislative session before the June 12th deadline. But some major pieces of legislation on health care and transportation funding are still making their way through the Capitol. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers may order a study of law enforcement responses to protests and whether officers need better training on protecting First Amendment rights and ensuring peaceful demonstrations. The measure comes after activists were outraged over how Denver and other local police departments responded to last summer's protests over the deaths of George Floyd in Minneapolis and Elijah McClain in Aurora. This is CPR News.